Nazzy and Tara, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 105.5 JYY.
Here's what you missed.
There's a family in Manchester right now that they're holding a special vigil in front of the Catholic Medical Center. And I'm sure you've seen their sign that's gone viral when their dad passed away not too long ago.
Yes.
Five siblings of that family. And Tara, one of them joins us right now. This is Angela Denault. Good morning, Angela. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Nazzy and Tara. Thank you for having us.
Hey, Angela, we are really, really sorry about your loss.
Yeah.
The one beautiful thing that's come from your situation, your family situation, losing your dad to COVID-19, was the outpouring of support that the staff at CMC showed your family.
Absolutely, and they continue to show us the outpouring of love and support as we continue to show it back to them.
Absolutely beautiful.
So
I know that one picture that went viral, Nazzy.
Around the world, Angela. You have people from New Zealand, South Africa. List some countries of people that have reached out to you and family through you and your family through your GoFundMe page.
The three that stick out the most are Australia, South Africa, and Nigeria.
Nigeria!
Wow.
That's amazing.
But it truly just started as a viral photo, and then it went global, and then it went international. Like, it's literally traveling all over.
Yeah, it is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yeah.
And if you're not familiar, so what the family are doing now, your dad passed, what, was it 2 weeks ago now?
It was a week ago Sunday.
And what the family is doing now is they're out in front of Catholic Medical Center. They're holding up signs. They're holding their hands in the shape of a heart to support the staff as well as the people that are going through treatment right now.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're doing. We're just paying it forward and showing our kindness. We just turned our grief into gratitude.
That's wonderful.
I love that.
And that's what you have to do. You know, people mourn in different ways. And I feel that if you turn your grief into gratitude, it's a much easier way to mourn and also more fulfilling. And you can help other people in that same regard. And that's what your dad would have wanted.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
So Angela, I want you to take a moment right now to tell us a little bit about your dad, because we're seeing the picture, which that's just etched in my mind. I mean, tears rolling down my face when I saw it. I'm getting little, you know, verklempt right now talking about it. Tell us a little bit about your dad, something that we haven't seen from the news, because a couple of the pictures that have been rolling across, it looks like he loved being a grandfather. It looks like he loved his grandkids. Tell us a little bit something about your dad.
He did. He loved his grandchildren. He loved spending time with them. He could be goofy yet serious. We all had different relationships with him. There's five of us. We all shared something different with him. And, you know, it definitely, the story definitely did start out as being about him. But now as we share our story, it's really, truly no longer about him. It's just about recognizing the frontline staff for all they risk on the daily basis. Because they have families of their own. You know, they're human themselves.
Yeah.
And to go home with that weight on their shoulders at the end of the day, we truly can't imagine. So it's all about just giving back to them.
So you started a GoFundMe. And what was your goal when you and your siblings started the page? What were you trying to raise?
Honestly, to be honest, we really didn't have a goal. I mean, we set the page up with a $1,000 goal just to throw something out there.
Yeah.
Everybody sees what the GoFundMe is raising, but we also have donations coming in three other ways. We have cash donations, PayPal, Venmo. The GoFundMe is just one amount that the public eyes are seeing. But we've truly raised quite a bit of money so far.
That's absolutely amazing.
And I know you're planning on giving it back to the staff. Tara, I don't know if you saw this, but they had pizzas delivered.
I did.
And they were in the shape of heart. I'm going to cry just talking about it.
That is so beautiful.
In the shape of hearts.
That is so beautiful.
You know?
You know, not only has the staff at CMC, you know, helped you and your family as they were caring for your father, that must have been really difficult. I mean, I did read the story of how you and your siblings would kind of take vigil outside of CMC, outside his window, and when he did pass, they had up a couple of signs. One was that he was at peace, and the other one was that they were sorry.
Yeah.
What was nice is that now it's like, and here I am, because I'm like the most emotional person in the world.
We both are.
Jesus.
Angela, come on.
What is nice is that you're now family. Do you know this? That you and the staff at CMC, your family, and they are now your family?
Yeah. Absolutely. I've said that since the beginning. They are part of our story, and they are now part of our family.
Yeah.
What a great staff.
Absolutely
what
beautiful.
A great story. Angela, thank you so much for sharing this with us. And we do have the link posted at our Facebook right now, at 1055JYY. And there, I've got to tell you, Tara, I've been scrolling through some of the comments. They're all beautiful, yeah. Heartwarming, positive, motivating comments, and people from around the world, Angela, commending you and your family. And there are amounts up there as low as $5 mm-hmm. and as big as $100.
I think it's exactly. Wonderful.
Yeah. Every dollar counts, and it's going to add up. It doesn't matter if it's 25 cents, 50 cents. It's all going to add up in the right. end. And we're truly, truly grateful for every single person who's reached out and donated.
Yeah. That's
amazing.
Wonderful.
It's amazing.
So we do have this posted, right? The GoFundMe.
Yep,
the story is up on our Facebook page.
It's right there, at 1055JYY. And Angela, we just want to say thank you. Prayers to you and your family. And kudos to you and your siblings for turning something so negative, something so bad, into something so comforting and heartwarming and positive. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your kind words, and we appreciate you guys sharing our story.
Absolutely, Angela. Our best to you and your family, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Stay safe and healthy.
The Morning Wake Up. The Morning Wake Up. With Nazzy and Tara. JYY.